For most Americans, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq are way off in the distance. But for the nearly 2 million military personnel who have experienced these conflicts firsthand...
All I saw was death. A U.S. soldier came in, and I had to physically clean him, pick the wood out of his face. So for all this time, I just bottled it up inside. All I did was just drink.
Post-traumatic stress disorder in the voice of an Army medic. Drinking in the horrors of war, trying to find a way to let go. It's the war that doesn't end. The military battles PTSD where winning is not an option. Finding ways of living with PTSD. A serious new look on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, April 22nd. The Pentagon's new look and new approaches to PTSD coming up in the program.
A kind of a different spin on Earth Day, right? Taking care of Earth's inhabitants. Let's get a check on the morning's news. President Obama is bringing the fight over regulation to Wall Street. He'll be in New York City this morning making the case for overhauling our financial regulatory system. He tells our partner, the New York Times, that he's pushing back on Wall Street lobbyists.
There is a sense of, now that the crisis is over, let's go back to business as usual.
The bill seems to have bipartisan support. Senate Democrats want a test vote on Monday. Meanwhile, Democrats say they have a plan to cut the deficit by two-thirds over the next 5 years. That plan, though, would include tax increases in 2012. And that's not going to help this year's budgets. In fact, hundreds of thousands of teachers across the country are expected to be laid off in coming months. Joining us now is Ramon Cortinez, superintendent of the Los Angeles Unified School District. Good morning. Can you tell me how many teachers may lose their jobs in L.A.?
We sent over 5,000 notices. The teachers union, though, 2 weeks ago agreed to take furlough days. That means a 10% cut. And so I have issued a rescission of those notices, about 1,200 thus far, and there will be more to come.
But we often hear about teachers getting pink slips that are reversed come fall. Is this a threat that we should be taking seriously?
It is to be taken seriously. If the unions had not stepped up to the plate and given back over $150 million, there we would have to go through with all of these pink slips.
Okay, Ramon Cortinez, stay with us. We'll talk more about this in a moment.
An emotional reunion this morning as survivors of an offshore oil rig arrived back with their relieved family members, about 100 of them. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mayor Landry says some workers, though, are still missing in the waters off the coast.
We have no idea where the 11 people unaccounted for personnel are at this time, and we're going to continue to search.
In the airs over Europe, thousands of airliners are flying, but shifty winds sent a new plume of volcanic ash over Scandinavia this morning. As a result, some airports in Norway and Sweden are now closed. And in Iraq, a U.S. military jury cleared a Navy SEAL of prisoner abuse charges. The prisoner in question was accused of masterminding an attack that killed four Blackwater security workers. Finally, not everyone is in financial straits. The Federal Reserve, with all of its money bailing out the banks, managed to make a little over $47 billion last year. That's a record for the Fed. Got to get into that business. Asian and European markets are down this morning. Futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,124. The S&P opens at 1,205. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,504. Coming up this hour, it's the 40th anniversary of Earth Day. One of the first principal organizers, Dennis Hayes, talks with us later this hour. But we're asking you, four decades later, is Earth Day working? Has our special relationship with the planet changed for the better or worse? Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
We're going to be talking more about schools and the possible layoff of hundreds of thousands of teachers in almost every state in the union this summer. More in a moment.